12, as we're heading back to our seats. Mark chapter 12. Brother, is this working for the mark? I think I had it on. Yep, it's on over here. Okay, good. Mark chapter 12. All right, got about 15, 20 minutes, so I will preach quick, and you listen quick, and we'll be done momentarily. Mark chapter 12 and verse 30 and 31. This is a continuation, the second sermon in a two-sermon series on just the greatest commandment that God ever gave us. The greatest commandment God ever gave us. We see in Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. And by the way, Jesus is answering a question asked to him by a Pharisee in these passages in the Gospels. A Pharisee had asked Jesus, trying to trick him, saying, "What is the greatest commandment?" And Jesus answers them and surprises them with the answer that he gives them in verse 30. And Jesus says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." We spent all last week's sermon talking about loving God. We talked about the importance of loving God. We talked about how much God loves us. We talked about how it's not soul winning or church attendance or tithing or anything else that's the greatest commandment of all, but the greatest commandment that God gave us by His own words, by His own truth, He said the greatest commandment of all is to love God. The truth is, when we obey that command truly, everything else falls into place, including the command that we're going to talk about tonight. We talked about how God loves us and that we should love Him and that love requires action on our part, and how God showed His love to us by sending His Son to die for us. And we talked all about last week the importance of loving God, the importance of following that commandment. Tonight is the second part of that, and it says in verse 31 of Mark 12, "And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." From the own mouth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was God, He said, the greatest commandment is love God and love others. Love God and love others. When it says, love thy neighbor as thyself, here's what that means, okay? Truth is, we're supposed to love ourselves in a way, not in a sinful way, not in a way of that I think I'm amazing and I just love me. But the truth is, most of us probably today, hopefully all of us, we got up and we took care of ourselves. We showered, we got dressed, we fed ourselves. When we were thirsty, we took a drink. We took care of ourselves. That's loving the creation that God made. We love ourselves. And the Bible says, Jesus said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is what this commandment is talking about. Loving people the way that we want to be loved. Treating people the way that we want to be treated. Doing things to others what we want done to us. The truth is, folks, if you've known me at all, listen, I love to love people. I just do. I love people. Listen, It's. I really believe I get it from my mom. If you've met my mom, you understand. She is just a loving person. I love getting close to people. I like spending time with people. I like getting to know people. I love our nursing home ministry, Brother Bill, that we get to go and just sit and just talk. And I like to make them feel good. I like making people feel good. And I hate when people, that's why I struggle with people that don't like me. So if you don't like me, don't tell me. Because I don't like that. I love to love people. But the truth is, folks, and you know this, it's even for me, it's not always easy to love people. It's not. It's not easy. Listen, some people are easy to love. We know that. You've met someone in your life, someone in your life, and listen, you just mean, I love that person. They're so great. But there's some people that are harder to love. If you've been hurt by someone or lied about or betrayed, it's not always easy to love thy neighbor. It's not always easy to forget those things and look past those things in love. It's not always easy. But the truth is, folks, we are commanded. I am commanded to love people. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. We're commanded to love people. And just like I have people in my life that are hard to love, I know that you have people in your life that are hard to love. You have someone in your life, maybe you can think of them right now, someone that you just don't really like to be around. When they get around you, maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's a family member. Sometimes it can be that way. Hopefully it's not your spouse, but there's people in our lives sometimes, listen, that are hard to love. We all have someone that is hard to love. But we are, no matter what, there's no exceptions, there's no exemptions to that command. We are commanded to love other people. The Bible says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those who are of the household of faith. As we, okay, we, it includes me, as we have opportunity, it says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. The truth is, folks, we all have people that are harder to love, but at the same time, we all have opportunities to love people. God would not command us to love people and then never give us the opportunity to obey that command. Every one of us, whether you work in a ministry here or not, it's not just about church ministry. Praise the Lord for ministries, Sunday school classes, and things like that where you can show your... But listen, if you're not in any of that, God has given you opportunities to love thy neighbor, to love your neighbor. Go to Romans 13 briefly. Romans chapter 13. Love thy neighbor as thyself. It's amazing that Jesus said... The second is like unto this. He's saying, listen, that commandment, that second commandment, love thy neighbor, he said, this is as important as the first that says love God. This is important stuff. The greatest commandments God ever gave us. Romans chapter 13, look at verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this... Thou shalt not commit adultery, and he lists all these commands. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if you think about that, all these commandments he's listing off have to do with somebody else. Things that you do towards someone, committing adultery, killing, stealing, bearing false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying. He says, listen, it all has to do with this commandment, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, if you love your neighbor as yourself, you're not going to commit adultery, you're not going to kill, you're not going to steal, you're not going to covet, you're not going to bear false witness because you love them. Verse 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Hey, I'm telling you, all of us, we've worked some ill towards our neighbor. We can all think of some. Listen, there's times that person that's hard to love, we haven't shown them love. We've shown them the opposite. We've said our piece. We've given our 2 cents. We've talked about. Listen, we've all messed up before, but we're commanded to love others. Doesn't matter if they're lovable or not. Doesn't matter if they're easy or hard to love. We're commanded to love our neighbor as ourselves. 1 Corinthians 13, you can get there, if you can get there, great. But that is the chapter on charity. Okay, it says in verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Charity is another word for love. Another word for love. It says, I'm nothing without charity. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. And he talks about what love is. Charity suffereth long, is kind, it envieth not, it vaunteth not itself, it's not puffed up, it doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, that's thinking of others first, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things, it never fails. And that last verse in the chapter, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Folks, I think we can say by the verses that we're reading, God wants us to love people. Hey, do you believe that? God wants us to love our neighbor as ourself. You know, I read this, I was studying this. You know, thankfully the Bible doesn't say that we have to like everybody. We have to love everybody, we don't have to like everybody. But the truth is, folks, when we really have true God's love in our heart for one another, listen, all those things that bother you, all those things that annoy you and frustrate you, they should, if you have the love of God in your heart, fade away. Charity thinketh no evil. You see that when we read it? Charity thinketh no evil, which means you don't look at someone and say, well, they're probably this, and think the worst. Don't we do that sometimes? We look at a situation or a person, and we make this judgment call in our mind. And I'll tell you, it's not from God. It's not from God, because charity thinketh no evil. And our mind automatically goes to the worst possible case scenario. That is not the love of God. That is not the love of God. Think of the Good Samaritan, what he did. How everybody else walked by this poor, beaten and bruised and mugged man, and the Good Samaritan found this man. And listen, they're not supposed to talk to Samaritans and the Jews, but he stopped anyway, and he helped him, and he put him on his horse, and he rode him to town and brought him to the doctors and paid for his bills and paid for his rooms and said, hey, whatever he needs, I'll come back and pay the rest. That is love. That is loving thy neighbor. Listen, it's not just our next door neighbors. It's not just the person sitting next to you in church. Listen, this is the people that God allows us to come into contact with wherever we are. Wherever we are. This Good Samaritan, he loved with no expectations. Not expecting anything in return. Listen, I'll tell you, if you love with limits, with strings attached, I'm telling you, you're gonna get burned. You're gonna get burnt out on loving anybody. I've seen it happen to people. I say, well, I just, you know, and they think that because they do something for someone that they should get something in return, and then they don't, and then they get mad and they say, well, I'm never helping anybody ever again. Man, don't love that way. Love with no expectations. Love because God commanded us to, not to get something. We're commanded to love. So who is it in your life that you need to love? Who is it in your life that you've got some unloving feelings towards? Who is it that you need to love? Maybe it's in general, you need to have more of a loving spirit. Because if you truly love God, I'm telling you, you'll love others. If you truly love God, like we talked about last week, you will love others. Because love for others stems from a love for God. That's the truth, folks. Love for others stems from love for God. The love of Christ constraineth us, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians. So how can we love our neighbors as Christ commanded us to? And we'll be done in just a few minutes. First off, you must love yourself. I know it sounds weird to say that. The Bible says it, love thy neighbor as thyself. There needs to come a point in your life when you stop thinking that you are the lowest thing of all. Listen, I understand Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. And listen, I know I'm the chiefest of sinners. But there needs to come a point when we realize that we are a creation of God. God created us. I'm not saying that I look in the mirror and say, wow, that is one good-looking guy. I'm not saying that, folks. I'm not saying that. But listen, God created me. He created me as tall as I am. As young as I look, okay? God created me the way that I am. I need to love what God created. And not in a sinful way, like I said, not in a sinful way, not a prideful way, in an arrogant way. But I need to love, first of all, if I want to love others the way that God commanded, I need to realize that, listen, God created me. And listen, if I can love myself and what God created in the right spiritual, biblical way, listen, I need to love others the same way. I take care of myself. I feed myself. I make sure that I'm taken care of. I take care of the needs in my life. Do the same for others. Putting others first. Putting others above. I think of people in my life that have shown God's love to me and the effect that it had on me. We need to love others the way that we love ourselves. And the truth is, we must believe and understand that principle of loving our neighbors as ourselves, because we're children of God. We're children of God, who is love, And we're called to love and affect others. Your love can change somebody's life. Did you hear that? Your love can change somebody's life. You can be a life changer with the love of God and loving others. We're called to do that. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether or not you think that's your truth. We're called to love people. We're commanded to love people. And our love that stems from God, the love of God in our life poured out into someone else, it will have an effect. It will make a change. It'll make a difference. And if some have compassion, making a difference. It's important. What can we do? What can we do to love others? How can we love our neighbors better? The people in your life right now, your family, your friends, your coworkers, your church family, listen, love them. Look up here at me. Look up here at me. The people in your life, your church family, your friends, your coworkers, in some cases your family that's hard to love them. Just decide that you're going to obey God's command. Listen, I understand that there's sometimes, oh my, I'm getting ready to get into some territory. I understand that family drama can really cause some difficulty. I understand that divorce can really cause some difficulty. I understand that child support and things like that and people not taking your advice and sibling tension and all those things that happen in the reality of life can hinder the love that God wants us to have for all those around us. But I'm telling you, there is never an excuse good enough to disobey a command of God. Did you hear what I just said? There is never an excuse that will ever be good enough when you stand before God to not obey His commands. And one of His commands from His Word, and actually the greatest command that He said, is to love God and to love others. That's it. I'm telling you, that's what it all boils down to. The people in your life, love them. Also, find some new people to love. It's not just about family, friends, and coworkers. It's about Austin Meredith, Brother Rick talked about tonight. Striking up a conversation. That's the love of God pouring into somebody else. It's about people like Jeremy, who was towing Drake's car, and Drake showed the love of God that was in his heart to somebody else. You see, although it's not the greatest command, Jesus didn't say the greatest command was to go soul winning or to do that. But if we love people, the way that Christ commanded us to, we will tell people about Christ because we love them and we care about them. Whether we know them well or not, we're commanded to love our neighbor as ourselves. Find new people to love and do that daily. Whether you're retired or work a job, find people that you can show the love of God to. You're right, Brother Bill, at the nursing home. Listen, we get to find people to love. At your job. Listen, I'm not saying. Brother Ryan, could you imagine if you walked up to one of your coworkers and said, I love you. They'd be like, whoa, we need to call HR and figure this out. Listen, I'm not talking about that, folks. You know I'm not talking about that. We're talking about loving our neighbors. We're talking about putting others first. We're talking about living for other people. Living for God is living for other people. Putting your own needs aside. And listen, it's amazing because the verse says, love thy neighbor as thyself, but at the same time, we're supposed to put others first, as it says in the book of Philippians. It all kind of is like a circle of just, if we're loving ourselves the way God wants us to, then we're loving others, we're putting them first, and in turn, we're blessed in blessing others. And it just kind of all goes around, loving thy neighbor as thyself. Find new people to love daily. Like I said, the love of Christ should constrain us. It forces us. Listen, it binds us to helping others, to loving others, to putting others' needs before our own, to setting aside our wants and our desires, and to stop thinking about petty things and little things that bother and annoy us, and putting up, as the Bible talks about, forbearing and just loving other people. Listen, that's the love of Christ. It constrains us. God's love should pour out of us. should pour out of us. Why is all this so important? Why the last 2 weeks, Pastor Donald, did you preach on this thought? Because here's the truth, folks. Here's the truth. And I hope that this, in a way, inspires you to love people. Think about this thought. When you start loving people like Christ commands, like Christ, not for gain, but loving people like Christ commands us, when you start doing that, you will begin to see God's love for you and in you change lives around you. That's what it's about. We're not loving people just so that, like I said, like so we can get something in return or so that we look great. We're loving people to change people, folks. And it's not just the youth pastor, and it's not just the music pastor or the senior pastor. It's everybody in this room. Everybody under the sound of my voice, whether you've been saved for 2 years or whether you've been saved for 30 years or 50 years, I don't care. I don't. We're commanded to love people. We're commanded to love people, no matter how much we want to or don't want to. We're commanded to love people. In the love of God in our lives, the love of God that He has for us, and we pour that out, it makes a change. Everybody here today in some way has been affected by the love of God in your life through somebody else. Hey, I'm here today because somebody showed the love of God to me. My parents. God's love in their heart towards me, my youth pastor, who is now my pastor, my boss, Pastor Thought, all those people in my life that had an effect on my life, that shaped and molded my life, it all stems from a loving God. Amen. Amen. And why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? Why would you want to go through life always trying to fulfill your needs and desires, and by the way, never finding satisfaction, never finding true joy, never finding true peace, and just think about you? Why would you want to live that way? Why wouldn't you want to, number one, obey the greatest command that God ever gave us, which is what He said, and why wouldn't you want to live your life loving others, showing the love of God to other people, yes, in our church? What a great opportunity to show God's love for other people. Man, God forbid that there be someone on this side that's got a problem with someone on this side, or someone back here has got a problem with someone up here, and you're letting your selfishness and sin affect the whole. God forbid. We're supposed to love our neighbor as ourself. You believe that, church? Believe that, church? That's what God said. Let's get doing it. Let's get loving people. Those of you who already have that loving spirit, ask God to continue to help you with that. Ask God to help you not to falter or fail or just get habitual with it to where it doesn't mean anything. And those of you who have maybe a hard time loving others, ask God for strength tonight. Ask God to help you love people. Ask God to show you specific opportunities in your life when you can show God's love to somebody else. Because He said it. These are the greatest commandments, loving God and loving others. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, no one looking around us. Robin, come play whatever you'd like. We won't sing tonight. How many would say, Pastor Donald, I need to do a better job of loving others? And be honest with yourself, folks. Come on now. Be honest with yourself. Hey, raise it up so I can see it. My hand's up too. I need to do a better job of loving others. Watch this. Why don't you make your pew tonight, your seat, an altar? I won't even ask you to come up. Why don't tonight, those who raised your hands, make that pew, make that seat an altar? Whether you want to kneel down, whether you want to sit there, put your head down, it doesn't matter to me. It's not going to change anything. Why don't you make that pew tonight an altar and say, God, I've messed up. I've messed up. Lord, I've been selfish. Because that's what it is, folks. Oh, I don't like using that word. But it's selfishness. It's me, 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 me. And say, God, I need to do better. I need to do better. Help me. Help me. Listen, you think God doesn't want to help? He wants to help you. It all stems from, it all begins with God and His love for us. And when we realize how much He loves us, it's impossible not to love Him back. And when we love God with all our heart and our soul, our mind and our strength, and we love God the way we're supposed to, we will begin to love others the way that Christ has commanded us. Others. The person sitting behind you, you're supposed to love them. The person across the room, you're supposed to love them. Hey, that family member that's bothered you, you're supposed to love them. We're supposed to love our neighbors and pray for them that despitefully use us. I tell you, you want to love somebody that's hard to love, why don't you pray for them? You pray, I'll tell you, you find that person in your life that bothers you, why don't you pray for them? Set it on your phone, set an alarm, pray for them twice a day and come back and see me in a month and tell me how much you hate them. You pray for someone and ask God, not asking God to curse them, not asking God to have them chew gravel. I'm talking about say, Lord, help me with my spirit towards this person. Lord, help this person. Help us to be able to make things right. And you come back and see me in a month and tell me how different things are. You pray for someone, it'll help you love them. Lord, I ask you to help these precious folks. Many hands all over the room. Help us to love others. Help us to do our best, Lord, in everything that we do, God. Every day in our jobs, Lord, in school, some of our teenagers, and even in some in retirement, God. Anywhere we are, help us to show your love to a lost and dying world. Help us to show your love to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us to live a life of love. Lord, I understand that there are times when we need to be bold, we need to stand up, we need to say some things that aren't easy, that may not seem loving, but God, help our speech to be seasoned with salt. Lord, if we have your love in our lives leading the way, God, everything's going to be all right. Help us to love others. Lord, those who raise their hands tonight saying that they need to do better, God, give them strength. Help them to do their part and work hard and put some effort into loving others, God. It takes effort for some people. And God, help them to work hard at that and bless them. We love you so much. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for the opportunity to love other people. Help us to do that. Bless our pastor as he's away. Bless Miss Ellen Morgan as well. And we love you so much. Bless us as we go. In your precious and holy name, amen. Please.